WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
7:32. We're going to get hypothetical here this morning.
A little hypothetical.
If you had to select a stranger to marry based on their answer to one question, what would you ask? This is tough, man.
Huh.
Because think about how much time you and Amanda spent getting to know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kiki and I getting to know each other before we got married.
You know, this is actually reality for some people.
Yeah?
You think. Some people get married right away.
Arranged marriages, stuff like that. You have no idea.
Arranged marriages.
Good Lord.
Imagine that.
Rough. They lift the veil. You're like, yes!
She's hot!
Oh, God, she's hot!
Woo! Smoke show.
Oh, woo! I was really nervous there. All right. Now I'm okay. I'm on board with this marriage thing. All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. You have to select a stranger to marry based on an answer to one question. What would you ask? This is tough. We're going to get your answers here in just a little bit.
You haven't had any surgeries lately, have you? Particularly in this general area?
We're going to figure this out. You're going to answer that question. All right, we'll be back in a few. Comment on Facebook or give us a call. Good morning, 7:37.
You moron.
Shut up.
Your shirt's inside out, you moron.
It's supposed to be. That's how all the cool kids are wearing it now.
It's crisscross. Look, you even got the collar folded inside out.
Damn, like
it's the right way.
Son of a bitch. You know what I got? I've gotten really good at getting dressed in the dark.
Yeah.
But apparently not good enough. Look at that.
You know, I couldn't have. Matt Malone just came in and called you out.
You know what?
Screw
you and screw Matt. All right?
You look like an idiot.
I'm wearing my shirts like this from here on out. Guess what, folks?
What do you got? Your underwear inside out, too?
New trend, inside out shirts. It's going to sweep the nation.
It was like crisscross. Look at this.
Yeah.
He's
flipping
you off.
You know what,
Matt?
Screw you, buddy. Screw you.
The country guy's
screw
flipping
all
you off.
Of you. Oh, man, I feel like such a dummy.
I'm never coming back, ever. He runs like a T-Rex.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you had to select a stranger to marry based on one question, what would you ask? Well, I got two of them.
Didn't matter who you ask. You're going to be like, look at your shirt, you dummy.
Do you know how to put a shirt on the right way? You know what, you bastard?
All right, I'll leave you alone.
You bastard.
That's it.
I'm going to rip your shirt off, turn it inside out, put it back on you. And be like, look at you.
You moron.
I have two of them.
All right, go ahead.
And obviously, I can only ask one. But if I had one, one, are you nice to animals? And two, is your mom fat?
You stole the words right out of my mouth. I was going to go right for the mom one.
How thick are your mom's ankles?
New mom's ankles. Are they cankles?
Because, you know, that could tell you sometimes, you know, if they're going to, if her mom's just a stone cold fox,
right.
You know, you're like, all right, that's how you can kind of guess how they're going to look when they're old.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
And ladies, you could ask, like, how hot is your dad?
Yeah, what's your dad's ankles
look like? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is your dad buff? He's still going at it?
Is he ripped and tan like Jesus?
Ripped and tan like Jesus. Do you have a ripped tan Jesus dad? So those are my two.
I think you took the mom one out of my mouth. So.
The animal one, I think, because if you ever see someone, like, mean to a dog, like mean to it, you're like, all right, you're a psycho.
You're a psycho.
You know? So I think that's a good way to kind of.
Seriously, if you're mean to animals, there's something wrong with you. Go get checked.
Yeah.
You know?
You weirdo. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you could ask anyone a question, or you had to get married to someone based on a question, what question would you ask? And that's tough, man, because trying to get to know someone off of one question,
mm-hmm.
You got to get deep.
Are you bipolar?
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how crazy are you? Let's take a quick phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Morning, Larry.
My question, I guess, would be, would you be available to be intimate at least twice a day?
At least twice a day. Good Lord, Larry.
I'm just joking.
You old perv.
No, it's just a hard, that's a hard question.
Y'all twigging berries is still working, huh, Larry?
Still pounding away.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm not dead.
Jeez. I'm exhausted just thinking about twice a day, man. That's ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have to do it that much, but just,
if the mood arises for a exactly. second time a day. All right. That's fair. All right, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.
I can do it twice a day.
Two times a day, good Lord. That second time is a struggle, man.
Coughing.
It's like, all right.
Coughing dust.
Are you there yet? Oh, jeez, I'm getting there. Good Lord, lady.
Wiener's looking up at you like, I got nothing.
I'm exhausted. That's what you get for horsing around earlier today. You just had to take me out to play during lunch. Come on now. We already had our fun, and now you're trying to make me. I can only.
You made me do push-ups till I threw up.
Let's take a quick break. More when we come back. 7:49. Good morning. If you had to select a stranger to marry based on their answer to one question, what would you ask? That's tough, man. You know, you're going to get locked down with someone. You got to make sure that you know who they are.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm sure you and Amanda asked each other a lot of questions.
No, not really. We just kind of got into it.
Like, hey, you're hot.
You're pretty good looking.
I guess we'll make this work.
You know? You're tan and beautiful. I'll marry you.
Benny commented on Facebook. He said, are you single? That's so sad. He's such a sad little man.
He is a sad little
man.
So
sad. Brandon asked, do you like kids? I have 7. Good Lord.
God, Brandon.
His pullout game is horrible. Horrible.
Terrible pullout game.
Just try it, Brandon. Terrible. Just once. Work those hips, brother.
7 kids, though, huh?
Jay said, what kind of bi are you? I can't do the polar one.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Black polar. Ah,
I'll do the other one.
Will you let me watch an unhealthy amount of soccer? Jason said that. No one's going to marry you, Jason.
Nope.
Watching all that
single
soccer.
Forever. Watching all that soccer.
I guess it's only 4 times a year you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Or, once every 4 years.
That's once every 4 years too much.
Is that too much? Great. They kicked the ball again. Super.
A riveting score of 2-1.
I like this one. Elijah said, how much debt do you have? That's big.
Oh, yeah.
That is big.
Yeah, you're just going to take all my money and pay your debt and
exactly.
go do another guy?
You owe how much? Good God. Luckily, Kiki didn't have hardly any debt. Me, on the other hand, a little bit.
She had
the raw end of that deal.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Joseph asked, how good can you cook and clean?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Because if you got someone who can't cook or clean at all, no.
Yeah. Doing it. Any guy. I saw somebody say, go in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Something on Facebook like that. I'm like, all right, you know.
I say that
pump the brakes a little bit.
I say that all the time to Kiki.
Yeah.
Hey, you broad, get in the kitchen. Well, you know why women are better in the kitchen, right? Why they got small feet?
So they can stand closer to the sink, right?
You got that right there. And the stove, sink and stove. Yeah. It works out perfectly.
Oh,
all right, we're going to take a quick break. More answers when we come back. Good morning, 7:58.
I'm going to start Carlton dancing right now.
You have to.
Do the Carlton.
Tell you what, it's a good dance move. You bust that out on the dance
really
floor,
is,
people just go nuts, man. Sweet moves, buddy.
You like this?
Sweet moves. Talking this morning about selecting a stranger to marry, you can only ask one question.
One question.
One question. Dude, it's tough, man.
How much are you worth?
How much are you worth? If you die, how much will I get?
Mm.
That's a good question.
Would you want Kiki to be extremely rich? Would that change your relationship?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. She might leave. If she gets a lot of money, she might leave me, man. That's the problem. That's the...
If she hit like eight mil?
I don't know if I would be considered to get half of that.
Oh, you'd be such a little bitch.
I would be, dude. I would do anything.
Anything that
can
she wanted.
Can I have $100, please?
You'd be so soft spoken around her. This is not the same Brock.
I just don't think $100. Please can I have
hey, honey. Honey, you need a back rub.
Dude, I would be giving back rub for days. Oh. Never would I go, oh, my hands hurt. I can't do it.
That Brock guy really lost his spine.
It's just gone. Gone. I don't think it would ever end. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you could find someone that was perfect for you asking one question, but what would that question be?
I always liked the secretly rich person.
Yeah, that doesn't
flaunt
it.
You know, it's worth like millions and nobody knows.
Jesus God.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, yeah, finally got him.
God.
All right, so what's going on here? I just bought a realistic tarantula, and I put it on Brock's new Bubba mug, and he just now noticed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
He's literally on the ground.
Oh, my God.
I can hear his heart. Oh, my God. That thing is deadly.
That scared the hell out of me. I wish I could swear. You're lucky I didn't swear, dude. Oh, my God. I almost said one of my favorite
sweating.
Dude.
You're sweaty.
Oh. You're a son of a bitch. You, sir.
I got you.
Oh, my God. I can't. Like, my legs are shaking right now. Dude.
It's a real-looking spider.
You bastard.
See, that's what I do at night.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm typing into Amazon, Brock.
I think I crap my
realistic
pants.
Spider.
You know, we were having a good conversation, and you go and do something like that. Like, oh, my God.
You almost had a heart attack.
That was.
You almost had the big one.
All right. Well, on that note, I'm going to go kick your ass. I'm taking a break. I'm going to whoop Hunter's ass. Rock winner.